All good,
he said, as he webbed himself to the head of the couch.
We go now.
Julia manoeuvred up against the foot of the couch and deployed her strongest tool arms to haul herself up. Once in the curved seat, she also used the restraint webbing to keep herself in place, then extended a long articulated limb and snaked it underneath to unfasten the last bolt. As she shifted the tooltip around to gain the best purchase, she tried to picture herself in her human body and attempting this, and couldn't. Am I even truly human anymore? Just as the bolt began to loosen, a squat, dark shape with tapered ends glided into the apartment, emitted a couple of flash scans, then flicked out a stuttering red beam.
Viral subversion! Viral subversion!
Said Nico. Suddenly, the control panel was dangling on its cable across her sensor cluster as the smaller bot freed himself from his restraints.
Fire thruster, Julia! Escape!
Next thing she knew, Nico had launched himself off the couch, track and wheels spinning as he half flew, half fell towards the drone. Julia didn't hesitate and fired the thrusters. In a sudden, billowing cloud, the couch rose up through the hull breach. It was barely clear of the ship when Julia registered a slight impact from behind. With an extendable tool-arm sensor, she looked back and saw the sleek, dangerous drone emerging from the broken ship, some kind of launcher protruding from its casing. What had it fired? Then she saw what looked like a large-headed dart stuck in the back of the couch. A feeling like panic stirred in her. It had to be a tracking device of some sort, and was probably casting her location to every hostile within range. Quickly, she reached round with another tool arm, plucked out the dart, and flicked it away. The hunter drone was nowhere to be seen. Then she scanned the murk for the great hub, located its energy profile, and used the thrust controller to alter the couch's flight path, rolling forward, then tilting right and a slight leftward turn, and fired off the canisters for a 2-second burst. Repeated bursts built up the couch's velocity, and Julia estimated her arrival in about 95 minutes. At least that was before a craft swooped in from behind and snatched her into a brightly lit hold. A capture net tipped the couch with her in it onto a battered metallic deck. A jointed cargo arm moved in to snip away the couch webbing. At the same time, her comm channel began picking up hums and clicks, prompting the anxious notion that some outside agency was trying to gain access to her control systems. Then she heard a voice.
Is that it? Finally! Julia, are you receiving? Please say yes. Otherwise, we'll have to go and search for another droid trying to make a crazed run towards the Great Hub.
Harry! Something very like happy relief chimed in her thoughts. So, Nicodemus fixed you after all?
Just a corrupted file, said Harry. I'm almost embarrassed at its non-malevolent nature.
At that moment, a spindle-framed biped droid entered via an open hatch and crouched down before Julia, folding its rod-like limbs.
And this is, she said.
Nothing to worry about, Julia. It's a good friend of Rescue Amantes.